Previously on Paws and Tails.
So, what does this factory make?
Candy.
Whoa, is that it?
That's it. My factory and my home.
This place is brimming with potential.
There are folks out there who are cold and hungry, and they really need a hug from God.
Take the risk, amigas. Do not settle for the small things. One more of God, and He will show you more than you can imagine.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Well, Stacy and Marcia met up with Goose and told her everything that they'd learned from Alma that morning. So it was with an abundance of youthful enthusiasm that they pushed Alma and her wheelchair from the cafe back to the Shady Days rest home. It was there that they started forming their plans.
You girls make your plans, and I will knit.
This is so exciting! Do you really think God will do something?
I do. If we do the right thing for the right reason, I think He will.
Okay. How about we try to build a new home for some needy family in town?
Okay, that scares me.
Well, I'm scared. But isn't God big enough to build a house?
He is, but we're kind of just starting out here. Maybe we should experiment with something a little smaller.
How about soup?
Soup?
Well, everybody likes soup. A bowl of hot soup is like a warm hug. Let's make soup.
I like soup. My mom makes the best potato cheese soup in the world.
We could make sign-up sheets. Hey, Alma, do you have paper and colored pencils?
I have papers and regular pencils only.
Well, maybe we can decide what we want and make them home tonight.
I will get them.
We could each make a sign-up sheet and have four or five lines on it for four or five families to sign up on.
And bread.
And bread?
Well, you can't have soup without bread. I think it's a law.
Soup and bread. All good.
All right. I sure don't want to break any laws. So, what do we call this?
Do we need to call it anything?
Oh, it would be good to call it something. How about the Marcia, Stacy, and Goose Super Supper? But we spell super like S-O-U.
No, like S-O-U-P-E-R.
That is so clever. You are very clever, Marcia.
Why not the Stacy, Marcia, and Goose Super Supper?
That would be fine. I just thought that... I don't care who goes first.
Here you are. There is a sharpener in the box somewhere. It sounds like you are making big plans.
We are. We are going to make sign-up sheets for families to get a free supper. We're going to call it the Stacy, Marcia, and Goose Super Supper.
But we are going to spell super S-O-U-P-E-R. Oh, isn't that clever?
It is. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Who is this for?
Who is it for?
Who? Are you doing this for?
Well, the needy families, of course.
I am sorry, Goose, but that is the wrong answer.
It is.
If you are doing this just to serve others, you will soon dry up. Some will not thank you. Some will take advantage of you. And some will even try to stop you.
No one is that mean, are they?
That is just the way some people are. Don't try to serve others. Try to become like Christ. Now, part of doing that is to serve others, but the difference is that now you won't be working alone. You will be working with Christ.
He will be guiding you, giving you power, and he will be dipping into the treasures of heaven on your behalf. Become like Christ, and everyone around you will be blessed. That is the way to honor God. That is the way to serve others.
Okay, we want to be like Jesus.
Yeah, like Jesus.
Muy bien. I have another question for you. If you are doing this to be like Jesus, why are your names on the sign-up sheet?
Ouch.
So, yeah, we're
gonna need a new name.
Yep. We are gonna need a new name.
Back in the factory, Alex and Theo are still poring over instruction manuals, repair manuals, and supply forms. The more they read, the more confused they get.
You know, I'm reading, I'm saying the words in my head, but I don't know what the sentences mean. It's all so technical.
I'm having the same trouble. I can read the most difficult and technical legal paper, but this is so mechanical. It's like a different language.
I shouldn't have come here.
What do you mean?
I can't do this. I'm a people person, not a mechanic. I managed a whole office full of people. I should have stayed where I was. It was safe and predictable, and I was good at it. I should have known that I would just mess this up.
God gave all of this to you, but not so you would be comfortable. He gave it to you so you would be changed, and then help folks along the way.
Hey, Dad.
Don't tell me. You found more potential.
No, we quit looking for that. Seems like it kind of stresses you out.
Yes, I'm afraid it does.
We were just having pushcart races.
You know, maybe I could sell off some of this stuff, and then I could focus on just learning about a few machines.
That's not a bad idea. It'd take a lifetime to learn how to use and care for all of these.
I'd like to make a nomination for one machine to keep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what machine do you nominate I keep?
You really want to keep this one?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we found...
a real candy machine!
CJ, you scooped me!
I'm sorry, it makes peppermint stick.
Ah! You did it again! This was my moment! My shocking reveal! And you stole it right out from under me!
We even found supplies sealed in drums. We found instructions, and we've read them, and we'd like to start it. If you say we can.
I am bitterly disappointed, CJ Brown! I may never recover. My shock and dismay will take time to heal.
Come on, Ned. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sorry. I don't think I'm able to speak to you right now.
Be my guest.
What?
If you can get it to work, have at it.
CJ, did you hear? We can start up the candy machine.
Yes!
We are candy makers, you and me.
We are makers of candy. What do you want to do today?
I don't know. Why don't we
make some candy? Will that work for everyone?
I like it. I think it's great. Should we wake her up?
Yeah, she won't mind. Elma, we have a new name.
See? I was just... what is the new name?
We're gonna call it the Hug from God Supper.
Oh, I like it very much.
This is what we have so far. If you would like to get a hug from God supper of homemade soup and bread, just sign your name on one of the lines below. This sheet will be collected at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. By 6 o'clock on Sunday night, a servant of God will deliver you your meal. Please bless me by letting me show you God's love.
I think it's beautiful.
It'll be very fun to make them up. That's my favorite thing. Drawing and decorating.
So you will post them up before church?
Yep. We've each picked out our spots.
Oh, this is so exciting! Let's go get started!
Amigas, you're forgetting something.
Really? What?
If this is a hug from God and not from you, perhaps you should ask him to share his love through you.
Whoopsie. We'd better pray.
Oh, sure.
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us to do what you want and in the way you want to do it. And please, Father, do more than we can even imagine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
It has been a wonderful afternoon with you girls.
Bye, Alma.
Maybe we'll see you at church.
Adios, Alma.
Adios, Stacy. Goodbye, girls. Oh, Lord, please do more than they can even imagine.
So that night, the girls all went home, and each of them created a beautiful Hug from God Supper sign-up sheet with four spaces to sign on. In the morning, they each tacked them up. Stacy's went outside of the church itself. Marsha's went outside the general store, and Goose put hers up outside the pharmacy. It was after church, and with great anticipation that they wandered down Main Street that next day. Anticipation to see if anyone had signed up. Anticipation to see if all four lines had been filled. And anticipation to see if their desire to explore and experiment with their faith would, well, to see if it would work.
My mom said to not start the soup until we knew how many signed up.
Wish I had thought of that. I've got a great big pot boiling away right now.
I have all my stuff ready, chopped up and all, but it's not cooking yet. Oh, this is so exciting.
Okay, I see mine. Is there a name on it? Is it full?
I can't see it from here. I think so.
Where did you put yours, Marsha?
The general store. Well, you knew that.
Well, then what's that on the post office?
If you would like to get a Hug from God supper of homemade soup. Who made this? It has 10 lines on it, and it's all filled up.
I sure didn't.
Don't look at me. Oh, oopsie.
No, don't. Don't say oopsie.
What does oopsie mean? I don't want to hear oopsie. What does that mean?
Well, I just had such a good time making my sign-up sheet.
I'm waiting for an oopsie.
My sisters joined in.
They helped you...
Oopsie. They made their own.
Well, it was just for fun. They weren't supposed to put them up.
Oh, they did. And all over town.
How many did they make?
Oh, not very many. Less than my brothers did. Oopsie.
Oh, no. There's another one on the firehouse.
I see two on the hotel. 10 lines. All filled up.
There's one, two, three more.
That's 60 or 70 meals. We can't do that. This is a disaster.
Well, after a long night of reading the manual for the big lathe, the machine that can make 10 rake handles at one time, Alex was ready to start the new day by giving her a try.
Okay, now. Stand back, boys. This thing hasn't run for 37 years. There's no telling what might happen.
What if it blows up?
Oh, that would be so bad.
Should I go get my dad?
No, he's working back there in the manager's office. If this works, then I'll get him. All right, I've dripped oil on the gears, checked the fuses, and closed the hood. Here it goes.
Alex, is it supposed to do that?
I don't think so. Get back! It's gonna blow! It's gonna blow! Ah! You two, get behind something!
Alex, don't get away from it!
Ah! Is everyone okay?
I'm good.
Fine. Wow! Oh, that was close.
That's it. I'm way in over my head here, and there's no shore in sight. Blessing from God, it's a punishment for being dissatisfied and wanting more.
Alex! Alex!
We're over here! Everything's fine. Everyone is fine. Mostly.
Alex, you won't believe what I just found.
Nothing! I don't want to hear about any more potential. Can't you see I am drowning here? It's over!
You have everything.
Whatever you found, you can have, okay? Unless it's $100,000, I don't want to hear about it.
I found $1,427,312.
What?
Really?
Can I keep it?
What do you mean you found it?
There's another bank account. You only knew about the president's account.
Which has nothing in it.
I found the books for the manager's account. Money they use for hiring workers. To repair broken machines, to buy supplies. Whatever is needed, here are the resources to get them. Almost $1.5 million. There's going to be interest on top of that. You may have several million by now.
It was here all the time.
And your uncle never knew. Huh, that's kind of embarrassing.
I would have lived out all my pathetic little life and never known that was there. I never would have known without you.
You can't bear the weight of a great blessing alone. That's why God gave us each other.
What does this mean? I can't get my mind to think straight. Maybe I could go home. Maybe I could just get away from here.
Hello in there!
Anybody in here?
We're back here. Are you the new owner?
No, this is the new owner.
What can I do for you, old-timer?
Oh, we heard the factory whistle blow.
Oh, yeah, we kind of accidentally did that.
Sorry about that.
I heard it all my life. Heard it when we'd start and heard it when we'd quit. And then it stopped. I ain't heard that whistle for nearly 40 years.
The factory whistle. Did you work here?
We all did. The old ones, anyway. It's like coming home. Being in here after all these years?
Okay, we need a plan.
We need $1 million. We're an army to cook all of those meals. I just wanted to serve God by serving folks who could use a hug. And now, they're all going to be expecting a hot meal, and they're not going to prepare dinner because we were supposed to bring it. And now, instead of helping people, we're going to make a lot of hungry people very upset.
We're going to kind of make God look bad.
But we can't just sit here and complain. We need to get those sign-up sheets and go to each and every house and tell them that we messed up. But they'll get their supper next week or the week after that.
We better get started so they have time to get their own supper ready. Oh, this is going to be so embarrassing. Oh, I should have just kept quiet and been happy with the way things were. I think this is my punishment for wanting more.
Where are they?
Where's what?
The sign-up sheet. It's gone.
No! No, this can't be happening! Oh! Ah! This one's gone, too!
Someone took them all! Except the ones we made. Oh, they're all gone!
Who would be mean enough to do something like this?
You, McClaw.
You?
How are we gonna know who to apologize to?
You? You, McClaw? You have gone too far!
Smitty over there worked the big lathe. I worked the sawmill.
We found the sawmill!
Oh, it's a good one. Nothing like the smell of fresh-cut lumber.
What have you been doing all this time?
You mean since the last owner came and shut everything down and sent us all packing? Nothing much. There's not much other work to do around here. This whole town grew up around the factory. When it closed, we just tried to scratch out a living. Did you know the cold-hearted old coot?
He was my uncle.
Sorry.
No offense taken.
No, I mean, I'm sorry he was your uncle. He was self-centered and heartless. No one deserves an uncle like that.
You're right, he was. But mostly he was scared. He had a lot of fear.
Well, his personal fear sent a whole generation of villagers into the poorhouse.
What's that?
Looks like Smitty is bringing the big lathe back to life.
No, 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 no. It's gonna blow up. Turn it off. Get down, everybody. It's gonna blow up. Go! life.
You okay, pal?
What happened? How did you do that? It was about to blow.
Ah, that was nothing. Old Louise here, she always fusses and gripes that way when I start her up in the morning. I just pour a quart of oil into a gearbox and she gets downright pleasant. My wife is the same way until she gets her morning coffee.
Well, that wasn't in the manual.
Oh, I bet not. That's the kind of thing you learn as you go.
So you remember how to make rake handles?
Sure, most any kind of tool handle. And occasionally, after work, I used to even make a few baseball bats for whatever folks might be interested in such things.
Oh, me, I'm interested.
I'm interested, I'm super interested.
They know how to operate the machines.
What I wouldn't give to be back in the good old days.
You want a job?
Now, don't be fooling.
I'm not fooling. I really, really need you.
Well, there's nothing I'd like better.
Slow down, amigas. Slow down. Are you sure Hugh took the sign-up sheets?
Not really, but it had to be him or one of his gang.
It's not just that. Everything went wrong. I wanted to do a good thing, but now everything is worse off than before. Even after we prayed.
Should we get home and start making soup for the names on our lists?
No. We just need to take care of this whole mess. Doing a few suppers won't solve our problem here.
I've been trying to think of something positive to say. But this is a real mess.
Listen to me, girls. You said you wanted to experiment, to discover what God would do, to discover what your job was in all of this. So, what have you learned from your experiment?
Nothing. No, not nothing. I learned to not experiment, to not explore, because it will go bad. I am angry and embarrassed, and I just want to go home.
You could have a nice bowl of soup.
Oh, I hate soup!
Oh, sorry. Well, I have some fresh bread you could choose.
Just don't.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
If you were in this alone, only serving others, then you would have perhaps failed. But you were not alone. You did it with the right motive and in the right way. You were in the act of becoming like Christ, and that is beautiful.
All I can think of is to start going around and asking, door to door, if they signed up or know anyone who did.
It is not easy becoming like Christ, but it is always worthwhile. Don't stop too soon, mijita.
If we have to apologize to the whole town, I guess we better get started.
Let's start at Mrs. Hyman's house. This is so impossible.
It feels like we're about to start bailing water out of the ocean.
Excuse me, Mrs. Hyman. What you doing with the wagon?
Hey, Goose. I've got some soup. It's a hug from God.
What? Who gave you soup?
No one. I made it. I made soup and bread just like the sign-up sheet suggested. And now I'm making my deliveries. This is so much fun. It really is a blessing.
I'm confused.
There's another one. Excuse me, Miss Burke. Are you delivering hugs from God?
I sure am. And I'm almost done, too.
Why are you doing it?
I found these darling sign-up sheets in the back of the church. I thought it was a lovely idea. So I took one, and my neighbor signed up.
Wow.
I was lucky to get one. They were getting snapped up right and left.
Wow.
So all of those people who were going to be angry about not getting their hug,
they got hugged after all. And the ladies who took those sign-up sheets, they got hugged too. Oh, and so did we.
Wow.
Gotta go, girls. Bye.
All kinds of folks are getting hugs from God. And we didn't even make soup. We didn't even make most of the sign-up sheets.
We didn't do it alone. Jesus was helping. We were helping Jesus.
Alma was right.
Alma!
We gotta tell Alma.
She's gonna get a hug from God, so...
Wait till she hears.
Hey, slow down! Wait for me!
Everyone is getting hugs from God.
Well, the girls were more courageous from that point on. Their souls grew stronger because they had pure motives and they were willing to take some risks. The same happened for Alex. He hired everyone who had worked in the factory before, and they took care of the machines and they taught the younger ones to do the same. Alex, the blessing that he thought was a curse, well, it became a blessing for him and for everyone else in the village. He got to do what he does best, taking care of the people who work for him. The whole town benefited, both from the new jobs and from the things that the factory made. It boils down to the fact that because some folks were willing to risk and experiment with their faith, a lot of folks got hugged by God. Let There Be More, Part 2, was written and directed by David Carl. The song, God Can Do Abundantly, was written by Sandy Howell and Bob Sobo. Music was by Tim Hosmer, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2007. Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.